The Queensland floods are, of course, the focus of everyone's attentions today, with the situation looking as or more dire than the 1974 Queensland floods. The Weather Bureau says the Brisbane River will reach major flood levels by this afternoon and will rise further tomorrow. It's believed that around 9,000 homes will be inundated as floodwaters race towards the city. Wivenhoe Dam, upstream of the Brisbane city, has reached around 190% capacity and is continuing to rise. The dam was built in the wake of the 1974 floods in an attempt to prevent future disasters, amongst other things. Jamie Pittick from the Australian National University is one of Australia's leading experts on dams, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Julian.
Now, Wivenhoe is obviously a massive dam, but it 190% or so of capacity sounds perilously large. What is the total capacity of the dam, and where's it sitting at the moment?
Well, the dam was actually built with additional capacity to capture peak flood waters, which is about double the capacity of its normal drinking water capture and supply system. And so, obviously, the dam is currently within that capacity, but the problem is that that's now full. And so any additional inflows essentially have to be released to ensure that the dam is safe, and that will exacerbate flooding downstream. I think the key point here is that it shows that flood control dams are good at controlling small and medium-sized floods, but once you get to extreme events, nothing can prevent flooding. It's not feasible to build enough dam storage capacity to stop the most extreme floods. And other measures are required.
But the situation would be far worse if Wivenhoe Dam wasn't there, wouldn't it?
Well, Wivenhoe Dam, according to its operator, takes about 2 metres off the flood level. So yes, it would be worse if Wivenhoe was not there. There are other measures that could be deployed, although Brisbane is particularly at risk from flooding, partly because it has such short river systems, partly because it's a large city built on a floodplain, and partly because it's so close to the sea.
You spoke earlier about the authorities releasing water in an attempt to control the situation. They've been doing that for a while, haven't they, since early December, and I think there was some criticism early on of that, but in hindsight, it looks like the right thing to have done, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it was the right thing to do, but I think that this highlights, and some of our politicians need to understand, you can either operate a dam so that it is substantially empty to catch peak floods such as we're experiencing now, or you can fill it up to maximise water supply. And of course, Brisbane very nearly ran out of water in recent years, and as a consequence is investing billions of dollars in new desalination plants and water recycling facilities.
So that's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it? You can't do those two things at once. What's your view on the way Wivenhoe Dam has been managed?
Well, thus far, I think it's been managed well. I think the question, though, is what are the lessons for other cities around Australia? And I would say that the answer is not to build more large dams. Most of the best sites are already taken for large dams, and we should really be exploring the sorts of solutions that European cities are adopting, which are pulling infrastructure off the floodplains and giving the rivers room to flood safely, so as to avoid the sort of damage that we're seeing at the moment.
I'm speaking with Jamie Pittick from the Australian National University. He's one of Australia's leading experts on dams. And I take it from what you've just said, Jamie, that you would not be a supporter of Tony Abbott's comments earlier this week, I think it was, saying that as a nation we've turned our back on dams. Do you agree with anything the opposition leader said on dams?
Well, yes, we have turned our back on dams, and for very good reasons. They're incredibly expensive, usually not economically viable, and the best sites have been taken. Tony Abbott's right to say we should be looking at better ways of managing water, and there's a lot more clever things that we could be doing, for example, restoring floodplains, managing our groundwater systems better, and I certainly hope our political leaders focus on those sorts of solutions that bring multiple benefits.
Well, Jamie Pittick, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
A pleasure.
And as we said, Jamie's from the ANU and he's one of Australia's leading experts on dams.